people of Britannia. Super Defevil here, from my bunker, somewhere in Downing Street, so secret not even my intended can find me, which is useful, as she always wants to hand Junior over and get some space. Oh, for some space from my brooding shadow, Sakya Starmer. Thinks he rattled me at PMQs again yesterday. There he stands, Mr. Interrogator, firing off facts and figures. Does he really think he's going to get one over on me with facts and figures? He forgets. People want entertainment, personality, and a bit of devil-may-care, not facts and figures. And now, bloody hell, my problems rhyme this week. First there's Starmer, now there's Sharma. What the hell was he playing at? Private meeting with me and the impossibly beautiful planet Sunak on Tuesday, and then coughing and sneezing all over Parliament on Wednesday. Luckily for Sharma, no track and trace operation leading to my doorstep, because if he'd been positive, he'd have got more than a dose of COVID. I'd have done a deep clean on his backside with some of Trump's spare bleach. Luckily, in the great parliamentary conga that was yesterday's vote, Sharma was stuck between Kinnock Jr. and our inbred-looking culture secretary. If either of those two go down with anything, no one will notice. And then, my friends, a victory! Rhesus Mogga, very quiet of late, got his bill through to get all those buggers back to Westminster. Dom Dom tells me I've got to take back control of this. So I have, my friends, I've taken back control. Oh, halcyon days, that phrase reminds me of. Take back control. Those backbenchers, they need to learn to whom they owe their fealty and get here sharpish. Part of why they all wanted to bloody leave the EU was to retain their Britishness. And what could be more British than our elected representatives risking their lives queuing? Well, who else is in my good books this week? All will be revealed. We are gradually winding down the COVID alert levels. We are currently at 4, but I'm bored of 4, so we'll come up with something to bring it down to 3 in a week or so. We need to live life at 3. See what 3 can do for us. So, top of the class this week is Mad Dog Rabid. Won a major foreign policy victory by securing an air bridge to Portugal. Portugal is an important ally in this war against COVID. Yes. Portugal want people from the country with the highest number of European COVID deaths to visit them. What other EU country is opening itself up in such a bravely risk-intensifying manner? With Ireland and France by our side, this could be the beginning of a new European cooperation with Britannia at the heart. No, Dom Dom's shaking his head, slicing his finger across his neck. No, no, not European cooperation, of course. No, it's emergency cooperation, because this is still an emergency. We are in no way cooperating with any EU initiative. No, we are beating this disease alone, my friends, alone. And we will use our NHS heroes to beat it back from our shores. And we will take back control of our borders. And then we will take back control of the virus, wrestle it to the ground, and beat it, beat it, beat it, because we are world-beating Britannia, and I will have my Churchillian victory, whatever the cost. Super Defevil, signing off.